Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host. This is Fierce Manson, and welcome to Sunny Sexy Saturday. It is July 31st, 2021, 12 noon p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it is 1 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And you all know what I am about to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, baby. Now listen. You know I must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. Yes, they are the hardest-working team on the planet, Fierce Nation International. Now, listen, I want you all to do me just a small little favor. I want you to take out your dusters, dust off your fingers, because I know you haven't did any work all week long. So listen, dust off your fingers, dust off the cobweb from in between your fingers. I want you to type on your laptop, desktop, and your mobile devices. Go on over to Facebook.com. When you get there, use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, please do give the page a like and or a follow, and I will greatly appreciate it. Now, listen, when it comes to my team, Fierce Nation International, they are really hardworking. Listen, if you are based in Africa, Southwest, or North Africa, that is the team for you. You need to join the team and find out what is going on. It's more than just a Facebook group. It is a team, and we are on a mission, changing one life at a time in order to change a continent. We are very serious about that. And listen, there is another group for you that's based in the U.S. It is You Are Fierce. If you are an author, artist, or a small business owner or entrepreneur, that is a group for you. Listen, that group will keep you motivated and inspired to reach your goals. That is what we do. It's all about the positivity. Yes, indeed. Now, let me explain to you. I have a very, very important guest on today. Listen, this is an essential healthcare worker, Russell Smith, and he's going to share some information and some knowledge with us, and we all want to be listening in. We want to be astute and listen because he has some really interesting information that is going to educate us and inform us on today. Hi, Russell. How are you on today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm really excited to have you here with me on today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you. I know you have a very busy schedule, and you have some information that we all want to learn about. And I want you to go ahead and introduce the website that you have up and running. Tell us the name of the website that you have.
Okay. The name of the website is called MediNetUnited.com. It's a social networking platform for essential healthcare workers nationwide.
Okay. And also explain to the listening audience why you created the website.
Well, why I created the website is because during my years as a healthcare professional, I saw how divided and unsupported healthcare workers were. I saw a need that we all needed and started to create a much-needed solution, which is why I created the Essential Healthcare Community, so we could all come together under one centralized platform, giving essential healthcare workers a voice to be heard.
Okay.
MediNetUnited.com.
And let me ask you, what's the main function for the website? What's the goal, for the website?
Well, the goal of the website is to give healthcare workers a voice,
okay,
a platform to share their concerns, problems,
yeah,
and career successes.
Mm, I like it. And so you're based in New York City, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Now, do you have a team of workers that helped you with this particular project? I know you're the founder and the CEO of the website, but did you have a team that gave input and helped you to build a website and to bring it all together into fruition?
Yes, I do. I have a team of like-minded individuals who's working with me every day to try to take this international and help fill a need, all the essential healthcare workers need. Especially during this COVID pandemic, a lot of doctors and nurses and essential workers were stretched to the limit, working double shifts without any breaks, exhausted beyond their limits, and also a few catching the COVID disease, which was sad. And their voice couldn't be heard or problems because everyone was overworked, understaffed, and just had to work through this whole COVID disease.
Yeah.
And it was sad. I mean, all healthcare workers really need a voice and a platform so we can all come together and not make this happen again.
Yes, I understand. It's much needed. So your platform and the website that you have is much needed, especially now and in the future, because healthcare workers, as you say, they do need a voice, do need solutions, mm-hmm. and everyone can come together to kind of, you know, talk and support one another together in a safe environment.
Exactly. That's the entire purpose of MediNet United.
Yes. And so you do have a mobile device. Well, you have a mobile app, is that correct?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. And so when individuals register on the website, so kind of tell me how it works and work me through, you know, walk me through a little bit. They come on the site. Do they have to register to be able to communicate with one another? How does it work?
Okay, how it works is that it's free to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
All the information is free. You can also access the MediNet United store and other features that's on the site as well.
Okay. So now with the store, what type of items do you have in the store?
Oh, we have healthcare-based items such as masks, hand sanitizers, gloves, T-shirts, hats, and also mugs.
Okay. And so I know it's a site that is for essential healthcare workers, but now someone such as myself, you know, a lay person, would we have access to the site? You know, patients, would they be able to join the site and be able to, you know, form a relationship with individuals on the site? Would we be able to communicate? So is it just for healthcare workers or is it for everyone?
Oh, it's for everyone. It's
okay.
For everyone, especially healthcare workers. It's for patients, for anyone who wants to go online
mm-hmm.
and then read healthcare information and connect with
okay.
other healthcare workers.
Okay, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been in the industry, the healthcare industry, for over 25 years, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and so I am on the website now, and it is phenomenal. It is well put together. The layout is excellent. I love it. It's a professional site, and so I know that everyone that's going to visit the site will, you know, enjoy it. You have social networking, union updates, health and wellness, hospital news. You have tips, video chat. Now, that's really awesome. You have the video chat feature, so that's great.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And in the future, we plan on creating, like, a job board. The job opportunities listed for other healthcare workers so they can boost their careers.
Wonderful. I love this. And so with the video chat, we can chat, we'll video chat with one another, maybe a doctor or a nurse. Is that possible to do that, to video chat with maybe
yes,
a nurse
is.
Or a physician? Really?
Yes, it is.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. You
and
can connect
so
with other healthcare workers.
Okay. And so if someone is in need, they can come to the website, they can do a video chat, find a different tips that you have, and hospital news as well.
Correct. And also hospital ads as well.
Okay, hospital ads. And so this website is fulfilling something that's much needed in today with everything that's going on. Now, do you want to, I'm not sure if you want to give your opinion on what's going on with COVID-19. Have you heard about the monkeypox? I've heard and read some stories about monkeypox. They're talking about that now.
Oh, really? I haven't heard about that. Wow.
Yeah.
The whole pandemic, I feel that everyone should get tested. I think that's just my own personal opinion. Everyone should get tested. Everyone should get vaccinated. And just try to stay healthy, because it's not only about saving your life, it's also about saving the lives of others.
Yes. And I know that they're discussing the Delta variant as far as individuals that's not vaccinated. Now,
mm-hmm.
with being vaccinated, I do want you to have a moment to speak to those who may not be vaccinated, because they really do need the vaccine, because, you know, in the news we're hearing about the Delta variant and how if you're vaccinated, it can help you against that particular strain.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I feel that once you're vaccinated, it will help against the COVID disease that's out right now and also the Delta variant. I mean, like I said, it's not only about trying to save your life, but the lives of others. Because now during the summer, I mean, the crowds are open, the venues are open, everybody's you know, partying right now, going to the beaches and clubs, and I don't see any masks. It's like nobody's being safe. And that's just my personal opinion. Like, you should get vaccinated.
So now, do you feel, Russell, do you feel that people are really taking a more relaxed approach, you know, not wearing a mask? Are they feeling that it's safe to just go out without a mask? Is that your opinion? Is that your feeling, that people are just kind of relaxed a little bit?
Yes, it is. I think people are kind of relaxed, and everybody thinks that it's over, and it's really not.
Okay. So you feel that it's really not over. Are you saying the numbers go up? You being in the field, you know, being a healthcare essential worker, are you saying the numbers go up a little bit? What are you saying? What's your experience?
Well, I'm definitely seeing the numbers going up. I mean, it's summer's almost over, and the numbers are skyrocketing.
Really?
And it's sad, because you can prevent it if you just get tested and get vaccinated.
Okay. And now, how did you get into the healthcare field? Did you switch careers? Have you always been in healthcare, or did you switch careers along your path, along your journey?
Well, along my journey, I used to work downtown in the corporate world, and in my life, I just saw a need to want to help, you know, work in the healthcare field, to not only learn about certain prescriptions and health and healthy diet eating, but also learn how to help others.
And so, Russell, are you a pharmacist? What is your position in healthcare?
Excuse me?
Yes, what is your position in the healthcare industry? Are you a physician or?
Oh, no, I'm a senior billing representative for the surgery department.
Okay, all right.
But I've seen a lot throughout the years.
I can imagine, 25 years, that's a lot of experience. And you're seeing firsthand, you know, what is going on, you know, in the healthcare industry. And so you know the different problems that's happening in the hospitals. You see it up close and personal. You have a lot of experience when it comes to patients. You're seeing it walk through the door. And so you're down in the trenches, and you know what's going on out there.
Exactly. I see it every day.
Yes. And so can you share with us some important information that we should know to keep ourselves safe?
Sure. I mean, just like I said, get tested, get vaccinated, and, you know, just make sure who you're around and eat healthy.
Yes.
And keep your hands sanitized, keep your mask on, and go about your day. But be very careful, because this Delta variant is on the rise.
Okay. I'm here in the Illinois area, so I'm based in Illinois, and I do see the mayor. You know, I'm in Chicago, city of Chicago, and the mayor here has been talking about making the mask, taking a mandate, you know, for the mask and bringing it back indoors, mandating that everyone, that they have to start wearing the mask on the inside. And so she has not did it as yet, but she's been discussing it in the news. Is there a mandate in New York?
Yes, it is. In New York, it's the same. They're talking now about mandating masks again in all restaurants and bars.
Okay.
But the numbers are going so high.
Okay. Now, with the numbers going up, do you know what the numbers are? How many cases in New York have you seen? Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I see it all the time.
Okay. And I do want to discuss your website a little bit more. And you do have some information as far as insurance programs, gyms. You also have holistic providers. Is that correct?
Correct.
Wow.
Not right now, but we plan on getting a lot of holistic providers on the site to help everyone as well.
Okay. You know, to be honest with you, I'm really into holistic medicine and things, you know, natural. A lot of people are going towards eating clean eating, plant-based diets. I do see that on the rise, and people are really serious about their diet, you know, and I've decided to have a plant-based diet. I haven't eaten meat, for about 20 years. For about 20 years. And with my
diet, you decide to change?
You know, I was just about to say, Russell, I love meat. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my burgers. I loved cheeseburgers. I loved all of it. You know, I didn't think I could have a life. You know, I couldn't live without a burger. And so what happened,
okay.
I ended up having acid reflux really, really bad. I mean, it was bad. I lost like 50 pounds, you know, going through acid reflux because I couldn't digest my food properly. I was having some serious issues with digestion. It was just horrible. I couldn't sleep. It was keeping me awake at night. I was losing sleep.
Wow.
I lost about 50 pounds. It was terrible. It was really horrible. And the medication, the doctor put me on medicine 3 times a day, medicine that you're supposed to take, you know, one pill for 24 hours for acid reflux.
Right,
I had to take it 3 times a day to keep the acid under control.
Wow.
And so, Russell, I was talking to everybody trying to find out what can I do. And so one practitioner suggested to stop eating meat, you know, to cut back on my meat, eat more vegetables and things of that nature, and to cut back on meat. And I did. I stopped eating so much meat. I stopped eating pork. I stopped eating beef. And I started to see a change.
Wow. That's good.
I did.
That's good.
Yes. Yes, I started to see a change. And then maybe about 2 months, I started seeing a change. Then I stopped eating meat altogether. And guess what? Got off the medication.
Wow.
I don't have to take any acid reflux medication. I wasn't having issues
good.
With digestion. All of that disappeared, gone.
Wow, that is great.
Yes.
So
and
for
then,
me,
yes,
so I got you another part of being healthy was because I'm also a cancer survivor.
Really?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm a prostate
wow.
cancer survivor.
Okay.
Yes. So if I survived that without any radiation or chemo.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I'm
no
serious.
Radiation.
Excuse me?
No radiation, no chemo.
No radiation, no chemo, just a surgery.
God is awesome.
God bless me.
Wow.
Thank you.
You're a living testimony.
Yes, I am, and that's why I urge everybody to eat healthy. After that survival, I started eating healthy,
okay.
exercising, and I dropped my weight, and I'm in the best shape of my life. So I want to do the same for others.
I know that's right. That is
mm-hmm.
phenomenal. Oh, wow.
Thank
I love
you.
That. I love it. So you started
Thank
eating
you.
Healthy. You see a change in your diet. You feel a lot better. I can imagine that, you know, you're feeling a whole lot better and things is different.
Yes, definitely. And I also have my book on the website as well, Tragedy into Triumph, Surviving Prostate Cancer.
Oh, okay. Tragedy. Oh, my goodness. Surviving Prostate Cancer. I see that.
Yes, that's my survival story.
Oh my! Look at you. That's you. Oh my gosh! You listen. This is right now. Wait a minute. Let me sit up here. Let me sit. Listen. If you just tuned in to the Fierce Female Network, please visit Amazon.com. There is a book. Honey, you are really. Oh my goodness! You're easy to look at. Now listen, people.
Thank you.
Wow.
You.
Okay. You know what, guys? This book is Tragedy into Triumph, Surviving Prostate Cancer. This is phenomenal. Russell Smith Sr. Wow. You don't look like what you've been through. Wow. Listen, guys, you got to get this book. Go on it. It says look inside. You know, you're looking at the picture. You almost don't want to look inside. But look. You can look. You can look on the inside. Now, Russell. Everybody
yes.
know I like to have a good time on the show as well. So, you know, please, you know, I like to have a little humor, so I hope it's okay. I don't mean any disrespect, but this is what I'm going to be pushing this book. This is really phenomenal, guys. He has reviews here. The book, the paperback is only $19.99. Please visit Amazon.com. Russell Smith Sr., Tragedy into Triumph, Surviving Prostate Cancer. This is great. You know, the hair on the back of my head is like standing up right now. This is really good stuff. This is good stuff. You know,
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. I see these commercials on TV, you know, about prostate cancer. And, guys, get yourself checked out, please. Please,
yes.
we need to
yes,
save
please.
Our black men. Let me just be real.
Yes.
We need to save our black men. Look, we don't
yes,
want y'all going
definitely.
Nowhere. Y'all need to stay around with mama, you know?
Exactly.
Listen,
exactly.
You know, we got fathers, brothers. You got to raise your children. We need you all, you know. It's tough out here in these streets.
Yes, thank you.
Mama needs y'all. Okay. So listen. So God has a plan and a purpose for you, Russell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. You know, I forgot to always do this. I forgot to take my break. You know, we got 9 minutes left in the episode. I always do this. It got so, you know, engaging. I need to take a break. So I need to switch gears just a little bit, Russell. I need to do a break,
okay.
Play a little bit of music, and then we're going to come back and talk some more about your book and the website and how this is all coming together for you because you're walking in the plan of God. You're walking in the will of God. You're walking in God's perfect will. Oh, hallelujah. I feel like I'm starting here right now. Yes. Okay.
Amen.
All right, so I need to take a break. I'm going to play Bite the Bullet. You know, I think that song is appropriate. It's not a Christian-based song, but this young lady, this is season 16 from The Voice. She was on The Voice television show, Bite the Bullet. And that's what Russell did. He bit the bullet, honey, and he came out on the other side. So we're going to play Bite the Bullet. You're welcome.
Fever on my skin, giving me that look that makes me wanna just give in. And I know the love is dangerous, but baby, you make dangerous feel good. I know you're falling hard, built it from the start. You know how to get to me, a straight shot to my heart. We just can't seem to fight this, but we wouldn't wanna fight it if we could.
Listen, y'all, if you're just tuning in, that was Bite the Bullet by Presley Tennant, season 16, America's Got Talent. You know, I always say America's Got Talent. Well, America does have a whole lot of talent. We just got to use our talent the way God told us to use it, and then we'll be all right. But look, she was on The Voice, The Voice, The Voice. I don't know why I keep saying America's Got Talent. I don't know. I got to investigate that. But listen, that was Bite the Bullet. So, you know, God can use anything, anybody, anywhere, at any time. Jesus will just drop in on you. Whoa, he dropped in on you. Okay, now look, we all got to bite the bullet. I have Russell Smith here on today. He is telling us that for our health, so we better listen. Y'all get some Q-tips, clean out your ears. More than that, clean out your spiritual, you know, your spiritual ears, because Russell Smith is trying to tell us something. He is trying to talk to us and tell us something. I was looking at the book and going through it in Brussels. Is this correct? The cancer was in bones?
Yes, and a urologist misdiagnosed me. It wasn't in my bones. What he mistook for cancer in my bones was actually arthritis.
Really? Yeah, are you serious?
I'm serious. I'm serious. So that was a blessing. That was another blessing for me.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Yeah, and after that, like I said, I changed my diet. I drink only water. I meditate.
Okay.
I go jogging, and I make sure my health is up to par. And that's another factor in fighting this COVID disease.
Okay.
Staying healthy.
Yes. Now let me ask you about the myth, and what is your opinion when they say we can take zinc to help? I don't know if that's true or not. I've heard it in the news about people taking zinc as a precautionary measure. I don't know if that's true or not, or if it helps.
I mean, my opinion is if it helps, then it helps. But you can also take supplements, vitamins, and also stay even healthy and proper exercise. That's going to keep your immune system up and help you build the COVID disease and the Delta variant that's out here right now, along with getting vaccinated. It's very important.
You know, and it is very important. I take it very serious because COVID has been through my family, my friends. I mean, so it's no joke. I mean, it's serious. It's serious business. I don't know why people don't take it serious. My very best friend, just like my brother, he had COVID. You know, he was in the hospital. Just horrible. And when you come out on the other side, your body is not the same. And he has asthma. He has asthma, and he went through it.
Wow.
And, and so your lungs is not the same. It's different for everybody, of course. You know, it affects each person differently.
And,
you know, I take it very seriously. I know people probably think that I freak out a little bit too much, but I'm trying to stay safe and healthy. You know, whatever
exactly.
I can do. Yes.
Exactly. Now, with the variant and the COVID cases rising, I mean, just imagine you working on the front lines. Subjecting yourself possibly to catching it. I mean, it's really serious out here, and a lot of doctors were overworked, and like I said, a few caught the COVID disease and fought it and won. And my whole point was creating MediNetUnited.com is to give healthcare workers a platform where they can come, share information, unite with each other, help come up with possible solutions to the problems and issues within everyone's departments. A one centralized hub for all healthcare workers so they can feel safe.
Yes. Yes. I love it. I love what you're doing. It's so important. You know what? And it's needed. It really is needed.
Yes, it is.
And so it's timely. I mean, you're a courageous man. And I can't say enough positive things about what you're doing in your journey, your survival, your book, you know, is awesome. I mean, and I think, personally, I think that your book should be in the hands of every African-American man on the planet. It really should be. You know, I'm not saying it shouldn't be in the hands of Caucasians. You know, yeah, no,
right,
I got to keep it real. You know, because I'm a sister. And so... And so, I'm serious. I have two brothers, you know, and sometimes they go to the doctor. Sometimes they don't want to. We have to encourage them to go and get things checked out. You know, and to be honest, I hope he ain't listening to this podcast. But my mother
probably
had
is.
To count. You know, my mom, 81 years old, she had to kind of, you know, give him a serious pep talk and say, hey, you need to go get checked out, you know, so... You know, the sisters have to kind of push these brothers sometimes. And he got checked out, and it's all good. But, yes, the book needs to be in the hands of every African-American on the planet. It really does.
Yes, I agree. I agree
100%. I'm going to see about putting get a web designer and see if we can put your book on the website, on the network's website. And we'll see what we can do. Of course, I'm going to post it on the Facebook page and do a blurb on it on Facebook and put it in a group and let people know. y'all are more than welcome. And I tell you what, if you share it after the episode, I'll boost it for you. You know, I love helping and making a difference.
Oh, thank you
as
so
well.
Much.
You're welcome. I boosted a book on Facebook. I boosted on Instagram for you, you know, to put those positive vibes out there, to send it your way, you know, just to help you to do your mission, what God has. God has you on a mission. It's really a mission, you know, and to assist
yes.
you and to, you know, to help you do that. I'm pretty much out of time, Russell, but I want you to go ahead and wrap up any last words that you want to say about the website and what you're doing. Go right ahead. Feel free to go right ahead.
Okay, great. I just urge all the healthcare workers and really anyone to log on to www.medinetunited.com and help us spread health and wellness and connect with each other globally. That's the purpose of medinetunited.com.
Yes, thank you so much.
The video chat, yes.
And so what you're doing, you're fulfilling a lot of needs. You know, we need this. And so, guys, if you're just tuning in and you're listening, go to iHeartRadio.com. You know, type in the keyword Fierce Female Network. Follow the show. If you're just listening, you can't download on demand. You can still catch the whole broadcast, iHeartRadio.com. And listen, go to Spotify. You can stream whatever platform. This show is syndicated, so we're all over the world. We're international.
Oh, great.
We're in India. We're in Australia. We're in Europe. We're everywhere. So please, you can get the show wherever you are. If you're down in a hole somewhere, you know, down in the Patundas, you can still get the show. So Russ, it was fabulous talking with you. I really enjoyed it. It was enlightening.
Thank you.
And educational. You're welcome. And so I really do have to go off the air right now, guys. And I'm going to come back later on today because I have a promotion with Karan Batati from India. And you guys look for the post on Facebook.com. You're going to have Tragedy into Triumph. I'm going to talk about this story on Facebook and Instagram. All right, guys, see you a little bit later on this evening.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it.
She's
hold up.
Fierce. Fierce. She's fierce. 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 She's.
Woo. That girl from a.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.